You know, we're moving into the Easter holiday. Why don't we end this week on a high note? The Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap. We'll be back after this. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is back, and better than ever. Join us May 16th through the 19th in Mile City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the kickoff concert featuring Josh Turner and special guest Chancey Williams. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. We're going into the Easter weekend, so why don't we end this one on a feel-good story, shall we? With everything that's going on with our markets and the news of the mysterious dairy cow disease identified, which, by the way, make sure you tune in to tomorrow's full Ranch It Up episode. We've got all the details on that in our news report. But in the meantime, let's move on to some fun stuff. Records are made to be broken, right? There's nothing like breaking your own record. And I know we've reported on over the years of how bulls have broke record high prices. Well, now let's talk about the cows. Yeah, here's the value. $1.44 million. You got it? And that's not even for the whole cow. So this particular female, she is a 4.5-year-old Nellore. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Nellore breed in just a tick. But one-third of the cow's ownership was sold to a Nellore outfit in Brazil. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. And the price tag was for partial ownership, $1.44 million. Now, check this out, y'all. Back in 2022, half of the ownership for the same cow, the same critter, broke a record with $800,000 being the price tag for half interest. With the most recent purchase, the total value of this particular female, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name, is valued at $4.3 million. For one female, that's been sold twice. The Nellore cattle have been around for over 2,000 years. They were first acknowledged in Brazil back in 1868, and they are a Bos Indicus species. They look kind of like your Brahman cattle. They have that characteristic hump above their shoulders and loose skin. They're usually white in color with black skin, muzzle, and tail, and they have the shortest ears of most Bos Indicus types. And this breed has sweat glands that are twice as big and 30% more numerous compared to European breeds. Y'all never know what you're going to hear or find out on the Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap. Have a happy Easter, everyone.